Welcome to my second favorite season in the year. That is a fall season. And what is the first one? No, sorry, it's not the summer, it's the spring. What do I love about both of these? It's the ever-changing landscape, the colors, the beauty of the air. So when I walk my dog, I feel like I'm meditating around when I look and feel. With the beauty of it comes the problem, the seasonal allergies, and we all have experienced that, right? And each year it seems like they come much sooner than a year before. Today it's not even a fall, and about 2 days ago I started feeling the symptoms and I wasn't prepared. Normally I would have a local honey in at hand, so whenever I start sneezing and take the honey, I feel better. This year I was caught by surprise and I had to run to my local beekeeper to rescue me. Within an hour I was feeling much better. So that might not be you, but that works for me and works for many of my clients. So if you are suffering from seasonal allergies, please seek advice of your health professional, but know that natural remedies exist. So another side effect of the season is dry skin, patchy skin, and irritated skin. So how do you avoid this or prevent this from occurring? The first thing would be not to be outside in a high pollen count times of the day, if you can avoid it. When you come home or when you come to the inside, you just need to wash your face, wash your hands, and put the air purifier or air conditioner on. Here comes the question from Irene. She wants to know if there is any way to take care of the puffy eyes and dark circles naturally. That's a great question, and of course, I can help you with that, Irene. My Beauty on Command natural facelift includes dark circles and puffy eyes flush, and I can show you this, or I can describe this to you how to do this during this episode. And I will also put the link to my community page where you can see it done in real time. Earlier, I was talking about the dry skin and irritated skin, and you can't possibly put enough cream on the skin at this time to cure it, to help it. It is because it's irritated. So first you need to reduce the irritation and then moisturize. The same with the under eye area. Now let me show you or tell you how to take care of the puffy eyes and dark circles naturally. Cleanse your skin and give yourself extra 3 minutes in the bathroom. Whatever the time of the day you find it easier for you to spend time in the bathroom. Okay, so here it is, the natural remedy for puffy eyes and dark circles. First, cleanse your skin really thoroughly. So ideally, you would want to do this at night when you have a little bit more time. Then apply an aloe vera gel. It could be anything other than oil. Don't put oil close to the eyes because it will irritate you. After you do this, after you've done this, take your fingers, wet them. Just tap it with water. Tap under the very gently. We're going to tap under the eyes and then we're going to swipe under the eyes and then we're going to carry this out to the neck after we're done with that. So here is the process. Put your fingers on directly under the eyes onto that area where it's puffy or dark. Put the fingers there, start from the bridge of the nose, and literally tap, 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 tap from the bridge of the nose to the end of the eye, and back again from the bridge to the end. Do this 20 times. So it is a fast tapping, it's not a slow tapping. It's a fast tapping and very, very gentle. So the gentler you are, the more of the waters you're going to affect. Okay, so 20 times back and forth, tapping. And then once you do finish with that, take a deep breath, wet your fingers again, and you're going to do this again. You're going to put your fingers close to the bridge of the nose, and then you're going to swipe it. This time, you're swiping it very gently. It's feathery strokes. That's how literally light it is. So you're touching it, but it's a very surface touch. You're going to go back and forth 20 times again, swiping it. So you're going to swipe from the bridge to the nose, from the bridge of the nose to the end and let it go. Go back to the bridge of the nose to the end and let it go. You're going to do this 20 times. After that, take a deep breath again, wet your fingers, and now you're going to finish that. So now you have moved the waters and the toxins so that they vibrate under the skin. It kind of is in motion. Of course, we can't see it, but we can feel that. So now all what you have to do is touch the bridge of the nose in a corner of the nose and gently carry this out to your neck. So gently again, you're going to touch the corner of the eye. You're going to touch the fingers. I would use one finger at this time. You're going to touch that and you're going to gently swipe it to the end of the eye, down by the ears, down the neck, into the collarbone. You're going to do this again. You're going to go to the bridge of the nose, the edge of the eye. You're going to swipe it. Go down by the ears and to your collarbone. You're going to repeat this 20 times. And at this time, you want to breathe. Your breath is going to help this process. So, yeah, go ahead and do this 20 times. So, literally, it was 20, 20, and 20. And at the end, you just wash your face from whatever the residue is on the skin, apply the serum, apply the eye cream. Apply the moisturizer and go to sleep and enjoy it because immediately after you're going to notice it may not be completely depuffed, but it's going to be enough for you to be happy. And do this every night, and you're going to notice that you can keep the puffiness at bay and especially dark circles. And that's going to help you tremendously with that. Okay, so if you need to see this done in real time, I'm attaching in the notes after the episode, I'm attaching a link to my community where you can join me because I give tips and strategies on different subjects there, and you can see this video in real time.
Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.